And as we typically do on the first Thursday of most months, it's an opportunity for us to check in with Elder Care and see what's going on for you guys. And, well, I said this to you in the hallway, Jennifer, I don't see how it can possibly be March already. It just is moving too fast for me.
Absolutely. I mean, I have no idea where the first 2 months of this year even went. You know, February is always short, and I think March always catches us off because you're like, Oh, it's here. Like, there was only 28 days.
Even last year we had 29. It was still too short.
It was still too short. But no, we're here at March, and that means, you know, that we're in full barbecue mode. Yeah. I mean, we have had committee meetings. We are getting auction items. In fact, you can already buy barbecue tickets on our website, which is, it's not our Elder Care website, but it's actually a website built for the barbecue, and it's www.eldercarebarbecue. It's actually bbq.org. And you can go in there and you can find out, you know, what's the date, information about the band, information about the artist who we have artwork with, and then you can purchase individual tickets now, or even a table of eight. If you know you're going to bring eight friends with you, you can just get it done early, register your guest online, and not think about it again until it gets closer.
I like that part. That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, it's great. You know, actually, last year, you know, we launched this website, and we got a good response, but we launched it kind of late in the season, and so we've started talking about it, and we already have people who have said, yeah, let's go ahead and buy our barbecue tickets and just get it done with, and so we've already had people go online and purchase them. So if you're a person who likes to plan well in advance, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
You can do that now.
You've had good time for the last, you know, 15 years or so. So why not go again this time, you know?
Absolutely. And for those who maybe are a little confused, you know, an individual ticket means you can buy, you know, one to however many you want of individually. But if you've got a group of eight people who you want to sit together, then you can purchase a table. And then on that table, it will be reserved. Yeah, it will be your table. It's a little round table you can sit at with your guests. We can put your name on it, and so you kind of know where you're sitting. So it's kind of really the big difference, whether or not you want to reserve your table up front and know exactly where you're sitting, or individual tickets are kind of general seating. So there's a lot of seats out there. You just kind of have to pick. And so if you got a large group, we definitely encourage the table versus the individual so you can all sit together. But not everyone sits for very, very long at the beginning with all the silent auction stuff going on and the music.
The MC kind of has to say, hey, come on, let's sit down, let's get something to eat, you know?
Absolutely. We do redirect people a lot. So it's a lot of fun when the weather's beautiful, which we're so fortunate that that's usually the case. People like to just, you know, grab a drink and stand out in the lawn and admire all the landscape that's out there. And so it's a good time.
It is.
Absolutely. But it's crazy for us.
Well, you're having a good time. There's good music. The silent auction is wonderful. The live auction is better. But you're out there supporting the wonderful cause, you know?
Absolutely. This is our really only fundraiser that Elder Care does. You know, we of course, you know, we get grant money for some things, private donations, things like that. But this is the one time that we get out there and we really do a fundraiser. And so it's so important for us to do it well. And more importantly, it's so important for us to have fun and let the whole community have fun with us. Because if you're not having fun while you fundraise, then really it's not very good for anybody. And so we just try and keep it casual and lighthearted and let you guys know that every ticket sell and every item you buy at the barbecue, it makes a huge difference in our organization. And so we can't do it without all of those people coming out and just having a meal with us and maybe taking home an item. And you support, you know, well over 800 seniors a year with, you know, services in their home and daybreak services and physical therapy, as well as caregiver support groups and grief support groups and educational classes. All of that stuff funnels into there so that we can be a resource for the community and for anybody who's retired, or if you have a parent or you know one day you might need us, any of that. We just are so thankful for your support and invite you to come back out and buy a ticket and do it again.
Exactly. Let's do it again. Can you buy next year's tickets? No, you can't do that.
No. I mean, I'm sure we could maybe work something out, but that might be a little complicated. So let's focus on this year's barbecue. That's May 13th. It's always Mother's Day weekend, so it's that Saturday.
Yep.
This year it does fall on the second Saturday, so that's good. should be a good time, absolutely. And if you are a local business and you're looking, thinking, how can I get involved? We're always looking for live auction items and silent auction items. So if you want to partner with us and help put together a package or a gift basket or a gift card or something like that, we'd love to work beside you and get your name out and get you in the silent auction as well. So we rely a lot on working with lots of community people and kind of securing our auction items that way.
Well, I think it is so neat that for the live auction items to see who donated what, and to get, sometimes you put a package together of, you know, a trip plus some gas cards plus something else coming from different sources, but those are fantastic packages. You know, they really are.
Yeah, and we try and think about it. What would make this a little bit better? And so, you know, we do. Sometimes we have gas cards. Sometimes we get great dining cards, and we think, you know, this trip in Tulsa, it really needs some dinner to go with it. So maybe we'll throw something with it or anything. But we really are so blessed. I mean, we're year 19, and we just have such great support from everyone that, and I know that that's true for so many nonprofits in town, that our community is so supportive of all of the things we're trying to do for every person who lives here. So we are thankful. But if you want to partner with us, give us a call, or we might just come knock in ourselves.
Hey, you haven't bought your tickets yet. You can't. Yeah, we've seen it, everyone. But you know what's going on? You haven't bought yet this year.
Absolutely. So good time. So that's starting off. You know, also March is just a great time because spring's coming, and we have some fun things going on in March. One thing I wanted to talk about, it's going to be here before we know it too, is March 13th, it's a Monday, mm-hmm. We're doing another one of those one-on-one personal training sessions. So
got the National Honor Society kids back, or somebody else is equally as good.
Yeah, actually, it's a lot of the National Honor Society. We worked with the high school on that, and they're going to come on that Monday. It's the Monday of spring break, so they're donating their time, and they're going to come in, and you can sign up for 1 hour appointment with any one of the children to go over your technology needs. So whether you have an iPad or an iPhone, or maybe you got a new Galaxy Note, or maybe it's just a laptop and you're trying to figure out how to set your printer up on it that you just got. Maybe not bring the laptop and the printer, but you know, we can help you with that. So you'll bring that device with you and walk through, and that student will sit there one-on-one with you and walk you through every step and show you some tricks for it. And it's a great time to learn something new. We're always getting upgraded phones and all of that, and it can get real complicated. So if that's for you, give us a call. We got a couple appointments still open. We'd love to get you connected up with one of those National Honor students and help you kind of learn that part of your life a little bit better.
Yeah, and I know the phone companies all do a nice job too as far as helping you transfer technology over, but sometimes they get busy or the technology itself doesn't work as well as you think it ought to. You know, if you just got a new phone or a new device, you know, bring the new one, bring the old one, make sure everything matches up, you know.
Absolutely, and there's always little things too, from why is my battery draining so quickly? Like mine used to never have that problem. Well, when you get a new phone, there's some things that come automatically turned on that you can turn off and kind of save some of that stuff. Or maybe you're just interested in putting your Facebook on your phone now instead of just your laptop at home, and so we can help with that. So really, it's just about anything. We're so fortunate to have this partnership going on. So again, that's March 13th. We're taking appointments from 9 a.m. to noon. They're about 1 hour long. So give us a call. We'll get you signed up and what's left. And hopefully, you know, you'll feel much more comfortable with whatever you have when you're done with it.
Exactly. What's the phone number to call?
You can give us a call at 918-336-8500. Usually Ronnie picks up the phone, and she's the one who is signing people up. But if whoever answers, we can get you all squared away.
Okay, sounds like a great idea. We will continue with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we are talking elder care programs this morning on 1400 K1. Hey, I know you had a flu shot clinic back in October, but really flu season is the peak months are, you know, March and sometimes even April. So is it too late to get a flu shot?
You know, it's not too late to get a flu shot. So we still have a flu vaccine available for anybody who forgot to get their flu shot, wanted to wait until peak season to try and get it. Whatever the story is there, if you didn't get your flu shot, we still have some regular dose and just a few high dose vaccines still available. And so you can come by and get that at Elder Care. The best thing to do really is to give us a call and let us know you would like to get a flu shot. So We make sure that there's someone available to do it. But if you're just driving by and you think, I'm going to stop in here. We'll stop in. We'll try and accommodate you if you just walk in as well. Yeah. But we absolutely still
But realize that you're catching people as they are.
Exactly. And so you may have to wait a couple minutes for someone to come up or something. But still time to do it. And we still encourage, if you did not get your flu shot, get it still, because flu is pretty tough this year. And there's been a lot of...
I've seen some people that were working on their second set of antibiotics to get over it, you know?
Well, and on top of that, it seems to be hanging on a little longer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the hospitalization rate and even worse, the death rate of the flu this year in Oklahoma, it's higher.
Little, yeah.
And so we don't want to ever see anybody even get close to needing one of those. So get your flu vaccine so you don't have to go to the doctor and get antibiotics, and you don't have to maybe end up in the hospital for a couple of days.
Yeah, you know, if you can suffer through on a weekend with fruit juice and aspirins, then that's a whole lot better than going to the doctor. You know?
Absolutely.
Hey,
speaking
of doctors, did I hear you got a new one?
You know, we didn't get a new doctor necessarily.
Okay.
Dr. Gerald, he's practiced with us for a last couple years.
Okay.
And he's actually just taking new patients now.
Okay.
For quite a while, you know, he was booked, but we've kind of reworked a couple things. And so now, if you're looking for a primary care physician, then Dr. Gerald could be your doctor here. I know primary care physicians in town are sometimes kind of difficult to get into. So we do have a couple new patient spots. And for those who maybe aren't familiar with Dr. Gerald, he's actually an internist. And so that means he's great at comprehensive care for both common issues that may happen and very complex issues that you may have. And so he's good at kind of looking over the whole body and saying, okay, so this is interacting with this kind of thing. So
internists usually have, I'll say, more extensive qualifications on, you know, heart stuff and lung stuff and things that are more than just getting a flu shot.
Absolutely. And so it's a great, you know, primary care physician to have, especially as you get older. Sometimes you have more acute conditions, and so, you know, an internist is a great doctor to go to for that, because he can kind of keep an eye on that while also being your primary care physician. The one thing that Dr. Gerald really prides himself on is continuity of care. Mm-hmm. And so that's something we're always pushing people. But continuity of care, if you're not really familiar with that, it's really a partnership between the patient and the physician. And so
and continuing it on out to the pharmacist or to the physical therapist or whoever, you know, is going to continue after you walked out of his office.
Absolutely. So it's a following through. So maybe even, you know, in the case of if you decide to move a little bit and you're going to be in a independent living center, you know, sometimes he can come visit there. Or
we
something.
Have a few snowbirds around here too, you know,
yeah.
that head to Arizona or Florida or other
places. Or something like that. Yeah. So continuity of care is so important, especially, you know, just really in general in the medical field. But some people really find that it's such a value to them as they get older, that continuity of care. So if you're looking for a primary care physician, Dr. would love to have you come in and get a new patient packet and kind of go from there. And he can kind of help you get back on the road to health, if that's kind of an issue for you. That's one thing that we also talk about a lot, is living a healthy life. Mm-hmm. So at Elder Care, we want you to take care of your medical needs, but we also want to take care of maybe any physical therapy needs you have, any social needs you have. All of that is tied into your health. I mean, all of that is well-being. And so we encourage you guys, take control. If you let go of some dreams last year, or you kind of slid a little bit, now is the time. Spring is coming. That means new life, change. Think of it as your own. Yeah. It's time to get up, take control of your life. Make sure that medical conditions aren't keeping you in the home, which maybe are making you less active, and so now you're more tired and you're getting depressed. It's such a slippery slope there. So take control, get up, get moving, get to know people. We have so much to offer if you don't know where to start. You don't know, come join Golden Hour one evening and do social hour.
What a good idea.
If you are looking to get more active, Golden Opportunities has a stretch and tone class, which is like a basic yoga. We've got an enhanced fitness that's got weights and cardiovascular, and it's kind of upbeat, and there's always rock and roll or some kind of fun upbeat music playing. We've got slots in those classes if you're looking to start an exercise, you know, routine. If you're just looking to, you know, have a little stress relief, if you're a caregiver and you don't know where to start, come to our caregiver support group.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, if you really just have no idea, you feel like you're overwhelmed with your Medicare plan or any planning, and you need something and you don't even know to start, just come talk to us. We love people coming in and saying, here's my problem. And we say, okay, well, great. Let's sit you down with someone and figure out.
We're going to work on this together.
We're going to work on it together. And whether that's a service or a program we have, or whether it's a person we know that you can help, we just want to be there for you and for your family, and to say, get control of your life, be happy as you get older, and figure out what's going to make your life better.
Well, and one of the things, I mean, going back to day one for Elder Care, really, yes, you had a lot of expertise from day one. You've grown, but one thing that you did well, it was just a one-point clearinghouse. If you got this problem, either you're going to take care of it, or you're going to say, here's a great agency, a great individual, a great doctor to go and get the rest of it done, you know?
Yeah, and we still try to do that. We have books and resource materials and our bills books and all of that stuff. So just give us a call. We'd love to walk you through anything. And that's true if you maybe have a child that doesn't even live in town, and you guys have been talking and they have questions and you don't know how to answer them, send them our way. It doesn't have to be you individually. It could be a neighbor or an adult child or anything.
I got this big long thing for my diagnosis, but I don't know what it means and I can't even pronounce it right. You know?
Yeah. So give us a call. We can do that. And if you are not familiar about what we do, or what our building looks like, or you're just not sure we're really
as
friendly. Where's
the place over there with a big green roof?
Yeah. Or you're not sure we're as friendly as we sound on the radio and you want to test that out. We have an open house every month.
Well, that'd be coming up like Monday.
It would be Monday. Yep. Usually it's the first Monday of the month. So we're lucky we're here before that. So it'd be March 6th. Starts at 10 a.m. You can come through the front doors there on Swan Drive, right by Walmart. Mm-hmm. Come on in. Stevie Williams always does a great tour. We actually take you around the building, talk about our programs. Always have coffee and some kind of pastry along with it. It's a great time to ask questions. So it can be from someone who's been on a tour before and just has more specific questions, to someone, again, who's never even been in the building and has no idea we even existed till this very moment. Come on in and take a tour. We'd love to have you.
Hey, I'm here for the coffee and donuts. Let's go.
That happens sometimes. Absolutely. But that's okay. We want people to come in. We want everyone to feel comfortable, because maybe not today, maybe not next week, you feel like you're ready for our service, but maybe in a couple months or a year. And just getting to know us and knowing where we are, that's important, because not everyone's ready right now, but want you to know where to go when you are.
Don't let the word elder care scare you. That's for old people. Just go find out what's going on.
Yeah, no, we're not for old people.
Yeah.
No, I always say that. But be sure to come to our open house. And again, if you're looking to get a little more social. At the end of March, we've got that golden hour. It's always the fourth Thursday of the month, so it'll be March 23rd. Best thing about that is that it's also our new brochure time. So we'll roll out
our activities
for April, May, and June at the end of March. So it's a great time to come check us out, meet some people, grab some food, pick up a new brochure, and learn, you know, how you can get involved with some new people.
Yeah.
And do some new things and go to some new places.
Or even some place that you've been but haven't been for a while. You
know? Yeah, that happens a lot too. Like, oh, I haven't been here in 10 years. I'm so excited to like get out and do it again. And plus, if you want to go somewhere and you have no idea that how to either plan it or you don't want to go by yourself, give me a call and tell me. I love to plan trips based on people's suggestions. My theory always is, if I can get one person to tell me what they want to do, I can probably convince nine other to come with me as well. So it's all about what you want to do and what you want to learn and what will make you live a happy, healthy, independent life.
Tickets are available for the barbecue. You can do it online or you can call Elder Care.
Absolutely. Again, 918-336-8500 or stop by at 1223 Swan Drive. Come check us out and see who we are.
There you go. Stop by and take the tour on Monday. By the way, it is not too late if you have not yet gotten that flu shot. Peak flu season, really, March and April. So get that flu shot. It will do you some good. 30 degrees and news on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. 5 minutes before 9 o'clock at K1.
ONNU.